I had always been told that in space there is meant to be no sound, so we cannot hear the eternal din, the monstrous shrieking or machinery that is not properly maintained. The jolt I had experienced was some small fault in this colossal mechanism as the Earth made its way round it. I immediately thought of the orrery that once had pride of place in my late uncle's study, the curious device in various metals that illustrated the relative positions and motions of the planets and moons. But this was nothing like his heliocentric model with the heavenly bodies at the ends of brass arms. What I had seen was infinitely more complex, more like a great three-dimensional astrolabe. I had been vouchsafed a vision of the universe as it really was, a monstrously clever and elaborate, if perhaps over-designed and out-of-date, feat of engineering. How far it reached into space I could not tell. I was sure that those reverberations were continuing to return as echoes from unimaginable distances, just too muted now for me to be able to hear them.